Hello, everybody. This is Joe Louis Walker, the Boss Talker. You're listening to KCOR, Kansas City Radio. Don't miss it.
Now I get a chance to bring up my homeboy, my homeboys, and my homegirl, the great Tommy Castro. Give him a round of applause, y'all. The great Tom Poole, Keith Crossland, and lovely, great, talented, versatile Deanna Bogart. Treats me nice. She's a sweet little girl, always treats me nice. One of these old days, I'm gonna make her my wife. Yeah, she's got eyes like a cat, eyes like a cat, eyes like a cat, eyes like a cat. Thank you.
Now, there's something that's on my bucket list. Hello, welcome to The Raven and the Blues. My name's Dave Raven, opening up with Joe Lewis Walker and Deanna Bogard together on something I've always wanted to do and one day hopefully will, go on a Rhythm and Blues cruise. That's from 5 years ago on the Rhythm and Blues cruise, the Blues Conspiracy 2010. And opening up The Raven and the Blues this week with a track written by Joe Lewis Walker and Eyes Like a Cat. Welcome to the show. For the last 5 weeks, I've been doing the show in T-shirt and shorts on the French Riviera, well, the Italian border with the French Riviera. It's all about to come to an end. This is the last show from the road. By the time I talk to you next week, I'll be back in the studio on the Thames. But I must admit, it's been fun to do the show from a very different kind of place and be able to wear shorts and a T-shirt too. So once again, it's a combination of some of the stuff which has come new this week, except that broadband download speeds are so slow here, I don't get that much coming through. And I know from a friend who's been collecting all the mail and dealing with the house, the pile of CDs waiting for me when I get back is now over 2 feet tall. Staggering stuff. So if you sent me a CD and waiting for me to play it, that's the reason why I haven't.
I know you wish that you could see in my window, wishing you could pull up the blind.
title track of the album, which went down sub when it first came out towards the end of 2013. 2014 was a good year for Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi, otherwise the Tedeschi Trucks Band. And there you heard the title track, Made Up Mind. I got into so much trouble last week. I played a track from Wiley Bo Walker and said it was from Wiley Bo Walker, which is fair enough, except it's actually more than that. Karenia K also is part of this particular mini album that came out towards the end of last year. And Karenia dropped me an email to say, I'm in this as well, you know. So I said, I'm truly sorry. It's the road bit, actually. It's the screen. Actually, no, why should I try and blame anything else? It's my fault. So sorry, Karenia. Let's remedy that straight away by playing another track from the mini-album A Long Way From Heaven. Karenia K and Wiley Bo Walker together, and Love Will Find A Way. Isn't that lovely? Karenia K and William Wiley Bo Walker together from their Long Way From Heaven. So it's like an EP, really. It's a short album, and Love Will Find A Way. Let's look at the album which came out towards the end of last year, which I think I put down in my top five of 2014, and I've told you quite a few times since then. Eric Bibb, Blues People is the album. Here he is with Silver Spoon.
Job, played my music on the side, put food on the table, paid the rent, but I was not satisfied. Pawned my guitar so many times. Times it's a shame, but I kept on playing, singing my songs till the people knew my name, knew my name. Born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Well, I paid some dues. Born to play the guitar all around the world. Born to sing these blues. Born to sing these blues. Thank you.
tracks side by side. Two giants in the American blues field, Keb Mo, and before him, Eric Bibb. And that's from Keb Mo's album from last year, Blues Americana, and You've Got to Move. Okay, staying into the States. Up to New York now, and the band Dave Keys on Keys. Sorry for that. The Empire Roots Band is their name. Their album is called From the Harlem Street Singer, which came out towards the end of last year. And here they are with 12 Gates to the City. Sound from the Harlem Street Singer as the show, that's the music from the show, the Empire Roots Band and their album which came out about November of last year, and 12 Gates to the City. Podcasting wouldn't exist musically for the blues if it wasn't for one man, really. That's Bruce Iglauer. He formed Alligator Records back in 1972, and when podcasting was beginning in 2004, those of us who wanted to make blues music podcasts were a little bit concerned that the RIAA or the PRS people in the UK might come down hard on us by having downloadable music. Think about what happened to Napster. And it was Tony Styler Denison of the Roadhouse who went to Bruce Iglauer and said, "Bruce, would you mind if we played some of the music on a radio show, which you could then download and listen to at your leisure on an iPod or wherever you like?" And Bruce said, "Sounds good to me," and made a few restrictions on bandwidth and stuff like that, but basically said yes. And of course, once Bruce had said yes, Alligator Records, all the other record labels came in line and said, "Well, if Bruce says it's okay, we'll give it a go." And so way back in 2004, people like Tony, Beardo Dames with Bandana Blues and myself, for the first of the music podcasts, they were all blues podcasts because we'd been given permission to play the music. And Bruce has brought out recently, this last Alligator Records just brought out a compilation of the best of. They've had so many named artists over the years, each of them worthy of a best of in its own right. So about 12 albums have now been released of the best of individual artists with Alligator. And I thought for the next 10 minutes we'll play a selection of Alligator Record artists.
were slipping and we couldn't stop. We didn't listen to what they said. Too young, too poor, all out of our heads. Too much love to worry about that. We took off and we never looked back. We fell hard for each other. You could say we landed on our feet. We fell hard for each other. In spite of everything, it still comes down to you and me. Looks a cut to the bone. Well, let them fuss and let them stare. We know what they think and we don't care. We fell in love and we fell hard. Through thick and thin, we're good so far. We're all piled up in our little love shack. Serious as a heart.
Left your heart and you hate who you are. I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. My love was made for you, the only one I'll give it to. My dear, yeah, leave.
Raven on the Blues, coming to you from Grimaldi Superiore, right on the Italian border with the French Riviera. I'll put a photograph on the Facebook page and also sort of embed it within the MP3 file as well, so you can see the picture of the studio. And in case you're looking at it and think, what kind of special filter is that on the microphone to stop the popping? It looks like a sock. The answer is, it is a sock. I forgot to bring the pop filter with me, but socks work pretty well too. You've just heard two tracks from Alligator Records, paying tribute to 43 years of fine blues with Alligator and Bruce Iglauer, who formed it. And that's Anders Osborne, Lean on Me, Believe in You, and before that, Marsha Ball and We Fell Hard. And to close off the trilogy of Alligator artists, again to show the variation and the style, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats, One Wrong Turn.
All right, one wrong turn. Take two.
You gon' crash and burn. Sweet young thing, trying to grow up fast. Well, hopes and dreams and looks don't last. So mama and daddy try to. Yeah, well now she's hustling out on the corner. And feels all gone now from the game. One wrong turn, ain't that a shame? In your yard, big gates and walls and bodyguards. Better spend your money where you can. I'm laughing at your schemes and security, what a joke. One wrong turn, that's all she wrote.
Thank you.
trilogy of Alligator Record artists spread over the last decade, roughly. Rick Estrin and the Nightcats there from the Alligator Blues and Roots, 21st Century Blues and Roots compilation called One Wrong Turn. The album The Nighthawks came out last year. 444 the album is called. Here they are with Crawfish. So nice. Nighthawks, the band, 444 is the album, and there you heard Crawfish, which is a Southern American way of talking about catfish, I guess, which brings nicely to an album from a new band here in the UK called Catfish. Their album just been released called So Many Roads. Here they are with the standard Black Cat Bone.
So what the... to Wichita Falls. Started thinking about my big-legged woman, and I want no walk at all. I believe baby got a black cap on. This is everything I do. Everything I do is to Wichita Falls. Started thinking about my big-legged woman, and I want no walk at all. I believe my baby got a black cap on. It seems that everything I do, everything I do is wrong. It seems that everything I do, everything I do is wrong. It seems that everything I do, everything I do is wrong.
That's an album that's getting lots and lots of plays by the Independent Blues Broadcast Association of the UK, the IBBA. The band are Catfish out of the South Coast, and So Many Roads is the name of their first album, and there you heard Black Cat Bone. Here's an album not out yet, coming out in about 4 weeks' time. I think the launch party is in Holland. Wouldn't mind going, actually. The band are from Holland. Mariella Tirotto and the Blues Federation. Their new album is Live in Concert, which is exactly what it is, Live in Concert. And their launch party, as I say, is in Holland, and then there's going to be some more release things. But I think it may be available as a download, possibly within about a week or so's time. But here's an advanced track, All I Can Take.
Maar er komt er nog een. Die is nog nieuwer. Nee, echt. Echt waar. Dat gaat altijd zo bij ons. Was bij de vorige CD ook zo. About all I can say.
someone tell me what's happening? I've had about all I can take.
Live in concert, Mariella Tirotto and the Blues Federation out of Holland. Hey! And they heard All I Can Take. Okay, here's an album which came out towards the end of last year, which took me by surprise, because Mitch Laddie I've had in the studio, and kind of, I sort of expected him to be sort of blues rock bass, but his new album, Steel Town Music Sessions, is just so different. Wonderful stuff indeed. Mitch Laddie and Take It Off. Mitch Laddie Band from the Steel Town Music Sessions from last year and Take It Off, and that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Email address is as it ever is, davidravenblues.co.uk, and the website also equally easy to find, ravenblues.co.uk, and there you can do all the things, download all the shows, subscribe to the show, buy the iPhone and the Android phone apps so you can get the show direct, subscribe to the podcast, all of those things. Thank you so much for giving me an hour of your time. I'll be back with you in a week's time, but this time back on the houseboat with all the bells and whistles and all my gadgets beside me, as opposed to just a little laptop, a little mini mixer, a microphone, but some lovely sunshine. Let's close with Johnny Rawls and Otis Clay together from their album from last year, Soul Brothers, Poor Little Rich Girl. Have a great 7 days. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Your daddy money let you play the fool, hanging out where it's so cool. Your jet set, a sure bet. Never say no, I play hard to get. Never say no, I play hard to get.
Your daddy bought you a Mercedes Benz.
champagne, party till dawn. Look around, we all are gone. Looking for love, but it never lasts. Can't take it slow, you go too fast.